My guest today will be young Tom Doran, the international water skiing champion. We'll begin our conversation with Tom Doran right after this important message. Tom, did water skiing come from the idea of snow skiing?
Yes, it did, Jackie. As a matter of fact, it started in the late or mid-1920s with a group of crack Swiss snow skiers in the French Alps over in Europe. Mm-hmm. And they were on a vacation at one of the French resorts. And one of the fellows dared one of his companions to try out his snow skis behind one of the inboard boats that was on the lake. Well, they tried it out, and they found that the snow skis were a little bit too narrow and too long to be used on the water very easily. So they made them a little bit wider, made the pieces of board a little wider and a little shorter than the snow skis. And this is today basically the ski which we use for water skiing.
What about expenses when you compare a water skier with a snow skier? Are they comparable there also?
Water skiing expenses for the skier himself are very economical in comparison to snow skiing, because a good pair of water skis, will cost between $25 and $30, a tow rope $4 or $5, and probably a life belt $4 or $5. Now, good snow skiing equipment is rather expensive in comparison to these figures, but then, of course, not every water skier will have his own towboat and motor, and there probably is the most expensive part of the sport. And in other words, a member of a family may have a boat and motor, and they use this for water skiing, and each one of the individuals will have his separate pieces of equipment. But whereas it doesn't cost him too much to have the pieces of equipment, the one major expense probably would be the boat and motor.
What if you don't have a boat and you're renting one? Is this an expensive thing
for you? No, this has not come to be an expensive item. There are a number of places that will rent equipment for skiing and for give lessons or just to go out and pleasure ski.
It sounds like it's a tremendously interesting sport. Tell me, what age would you recommend a youngster starting out as a water skier?
Anyone that can handle themselves in the water adequately can start at a fairly young age. I would say youngsters 9 to 10 years old, if they can swim properly in the water, they're going to be able to, they'll be old enough to be able to handle themselves on the skis. Now, we've taken isolated cases of youngsters 4 and 5 years old, being good swimmers, put a life belt on them, so that this will help them keep afloat in the water when they put the skis on. And we have no fears at all, and these little devils just get right up on top of the water. They pop right up on top. They're so light, it doesn't take much force to pull them across the surface.
Mm-hmm. Tom Doran, I want to say thank you for coming by. I hope that you will be able to come back. It's been a real pleasure having you on the program.
Fine. Thank you, Jackie. I'll be looking forward to the return trip.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.